ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Vishnu Sahasranam, name 315. Krodaha. Krodaha. Can anyone understand what this name means? Krodha is anger, yes. Krodaha. One who is angry. That's not the meaning of this name. It's a guess and a wrong guess. Krodaha. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. This ha means killing. So the killer of anger. There's also a name given previously to this in Vishnu Sahasranam. Kamaha. So now you know what that means. Kamaha means the killer of lust, of desire. So these three, karma, krodha, lobha, are described as the three gates to hell. Krishna kills them. It's very difficult to control anger, but without killing that, one cannot come to the spiritual platform. Mundane anger. It's acceptable to be spiritually angry, although it's not recommended as one's sthayi bhav, as one's general mood. That is occasional, not all the time. Ajata shatrava shanta. The description of a sadhu is that by nature he's peaceful, but if required, he can become angry. Whereas materialistic people, especially, well, the demoniac people, kama krodha parayanaha, they're described by Krishna Bhagavad Gita as being absorbed in lust and anger. So Krishna destroys that for the saintly persons. He also destroys the anger in demons by killing them. That's one way of getting rid of the anger. I'd say that's somewhat akin to the Mayavad idea that, or the voidist idea, that we have material desires, so just stop all desires. Srila Prabhupada often gave the example that if you have a pain in your eye, one way to stop the pain in your eye is to pluck your eyes out. Of course, that'll be much more painful, but the specific pain that you were having before wouldn't be there. It's not a solution. But Krishna kills the anger in those who are attached to anger, kama, krodha, parayanaha, by killing them. And actually he kills the anger because they become liberated. He is the bestower of liberation to those he kills. This is the first of eight names in Vishnu Sahasranam that Parashara Bhatta, the Sri Vaishnava commentator, says these are the names of Parashuram. And so he destroyed the anger in others by killing them. He gave up his own anger when he was requested to by Kashyap. Otherwise he'd kill the Kshatriyas 21 times. That is the proof that it's transcendental anger. Why? Because someone who's angry, usually it dies down after some time. And specifically those you're angry against, it, you punish them and the anger subsides. But in the case of Parashuram, it went on and on and on, 21 generations. Only when he was requested by Kashyap, then he gave up his anger. So that's another meaning of krodaha, one who kills his own anger, one who stops his own anger. So that's described here for Parashuram. And we find Krishna that Yashoda is very angry at him. All the elderly gopis are angry at Krishna, but he pacifies them. They come telling him, telling Yashoda, your boy has stolen butter. But Krishna, by smiling and looking innocent, he charms them and in this way quells their anger. We find also in Ramalila that Rama, generally very peaceful and grave, but when required, he could become angry. And then again, after killing the demons, he'd again be completely peaceful. So he's in control of his anger. Anger is generally, we get out of control. We often hear that someone is out of control with anger. But Krishna is not out of control. He's another example, he gave up his anger, not very easily, after killing Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu's minions, that Nrisimha was very, very angry, and his anger wasn't going away. And the demigods, they were afraid to approach him. And even Lakshmi was afraid, because he was still angry, but Prahlad pacified him, so he gave up his anger, thanks to Prahlad. Now, another name, the next name is Krodhakrit. He who becomes angry or became angry. So, again, Parashuram is the exemplar of that. Or Nrisimhadev. But all the forms of the Lord, most of them, Buddha we don't see becoming angry. Vamana, not much. In the best leela of Vamana, in the best known leela, he's peaceful, in a joking kind of mood. Joking means he takes away, he takes away all the possessions of Bali Maharaj. But later, when Ravana came to try to pick a fight with Bali Maharaj, he saw this Vamana standing there as the doorman, and Ravana just looked at him. Who's this guy? What kind of a doorkeeper is this? You expect some big, strong fellow. So he just walked past him. Next thing, Ravana felt a foot in his backside. It was Ravana kicking him. He didn't get inside the doorway. Vamana kicked him to the other side of the universe. So he did have some anger. And Krishna, Srila Prabhupada quotes, Tanahang Dushita Kruram Sangsareshu Naradamang Shibrami Jashrama Shubham Shibrami Jashrama Shubham Sangsaryo. Krishna says, those who are envious and mischievous, the lowest among mankind, I cast them into the demoniac species of life, birth after birth. Tanahandrashakuran sansarashi chikrami jasram ashupam murha janmani janmani. So Srila Prabhupada commented on this verse that it's Krishna's angry, he becomes angry at these demons and throws them into the lowest species of life. So he can be angry. We can relate with Krishna in various ways. Better not to invoke his anger. Because when he gets angry, we can't imagine. Of course, there is the case of Bhishma Dev, who deliberately invoked Krishna's anger so that he could fight with Krishna. That's not like a demon who gets angry. Krishna also became angry himself. in another way, at Yashoda, that she's feeding me, and I'm very peacefully, happily taking the milk from her breast. And all of a sudden, she just pulled Krishna's mouth and put him aside. And without saying, she's just feeding him, all very peaceful right now. And then without any warning, she just puts him aside and rushes off. And Krishna became very angry. What is this? Come on, it's my right. The baby feels that the whole purpose of everyone else in existence, especially their mother, is to fulfill all my desires. And they don't have, some people, they go their whole life like that. They never get out of that baby consciousness. So Krishna became very angry with Mother Yashoda. Angry Krishna. Hare Krishna. Then, the next name. Of course, all these names could be discussed more and more in reference to Hare Krishna. In reference to the different avatars. You can sit over there. Kalki avatar, he's an angry one, huh? Some of them exhibit anger more than others. If we think of Matsya and Kurama, they're not very angry. Varaha gets in a good fight. Narasimha, definitely. Vamana, just discussed. Then Parashuram, very angry. Hare Krishna. Ramachandra, Dasharati Ram. Then there's Krishna, Balaram, Buddha, very peaceful. Buddha comes to stop the animal sacrifice, very peaceful. But then by the end of Kali Yuga, things have become so bad that there's no more talking, any philosophy, self-realization, nothing. Just kill all the demons, that's all. Kalki avatar. So, name 317, Karta, which means he who acts, or he who kills. So this is more in keeping with the previous name, he who kills, but it means he who acts, he who does some karma, has some activity. Now we know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Namam karmani limpanti. I'm not attached to doing any work. But still he works. He does some activity. In fact, if he didn't do anything, then there wouldn't be anything. But at the same time, he says, Tasya kātāram apimam vidya kātāram avyayam. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I am the maker, here in specifically to the Chaturvarna, the four varnas, but at the same time I'm not. So it's a paradox. He says, I am the maker of the four orders, and at the same time I'm not the maker. So we can understand that, how is that? Krishna does everything, yes, that's, but not directly. He does through his shaktis. Parasya shakti vividhaiva shruyate swabhavaki jnana balakriyacha. So Krishna, everything is done by his shakti, swabhavaki. That is just Krishna's inherent nature to have so many shaktis, so many potencies. So jnana shakti, bala shakti, kriya shakti is mentioned in this verse from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. There are nine main shaktis of the Supreme Lord, which are mentioned in Bhagavatam, that there's Pravi, Ishana, Jnana, Yoga, Ila, Nila, Bhushakti, and obviously I can't remember them all right now, though I'm trying. And other Shaktis are mentioned, the Haladini Shakti, Samvit Shakti, Sandhini Shakti. So he has unlimited Shaktis by which everything is done. So he's the doer, but he's aloof also. These two names, Krodhakrit and Karita, Shankaracharya puts them together as one name, because there are different ways you can interpret the names, but to get 1,000 you may split some names, and other commentators will join them together and split other names. So in this case it means so these two names together, Krodhakrit Karita, means he who makes others angry. And a prime example of that, which Srila Prabhupada often mentioned, is Krishna making Arjuna angry, because Arjuna wanted to be peaceful, and Krishna told Arjuna, fight. And as Srila Prabhupada several times noted, there's no question of fighting without being angry. Well, you can do what's called sparring. Sparring is fighting practice, like boxing practice. So you don't really get angry when you're just practicing. But Krishna didn't send Arjuna for practicing. It was for real killing. So Krishna made... Arjuna didn't want to be angry, but Krishna told him to be, or induced him to be angry. Or a sadhu, he may also be angry against his own lower tendencies. Angry means very much opposed to. He wants to, the sadhu wants to kill all the bad tendencies within himself, such as anger. Should be angry at his anger. Why am I like that? I have to stop this. Or he may be angry at others, as we see, Srila Prabhupada was often angry. He would get angry at the foolishness of his disciples. He would often chastise them. He was angry against the cheating of the cheaters in this world. So that's induced by Krishna. That's transcendental, pure anger. He may also induce those who are not transcendental to be angry. Just as Varahadev was fighting with Hiranyaksha. So there was a fight, which means they were goading each other with their words. Hiranyaksha insulted Varahadev, and Varahadev said, you're a big talker. Okay, let's see what you can do. Real heroes don't just talk. They prove themselves by their fighting. So in this way, he was inducing Hiranyaksha to become more and more angry. So that name, Varahadev's name, will come up. Just two names from now. Name 318, Vishvabahu. Vishva means the universe. And Bahu means arms. A-R-M-S. There is another word in English, which A-L-M-S, which is also pronounced arms. But it has a completely different meaning. So he is the arms of the universe. Sarvata Panipadam Tat. What is it? Sarvata Panipadam Tat Sarvatokshi Shiro Mukham. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, speaking about the Paramatma, says that his hands and legs are everywhere, his eyes, his heads, they're everywhere. In this verse, he doesn't mention the arms, but we can be sure that if his heads and feet and eyes, sarvatokshi shiro, are all mentioned as being everywhere, then his arms will be also. There's an English saying, someone has his hand in everything. You know that saying? You don't know it? If you say someone has their hand in everything, means they're involved in everything. Just like you could say that the manager of the company has his hand in everything, means he's involved in every department. Doesn't mean that he does everything himself, but he knows what's going on in every department, he gives direction, he interacts with everyone. So Krishna has his hand in everything. We may not see his hand, but he is the ultimate doer of everything. We cannot do anything unless we take again shakti, unless we take power from Krishna. We may think, I am doing, but we cannot do anything unless he does. In the Purusha Sukta, that is described how the body of the Purush, all the different demigods entered. The body of the universe. And then all the different demigods. The demigods went in one by one. So Agni went in the stomach, and Surya went in the eyes. They all went, they all took their place, but still the body of the Virata, the body of the vast universe, it didn't work. It's only when the Purush entered, this means Vishnu, that the whole universe came into being and action. So this is called the Purusha Sukta, the prayer to the Purush. It's he who makes everything work. The demigods, they do their prescribed functions, but they do so only as representatives of Krishna or Vishnu, and he's the one who actually makes things work. So that name, that follows on well from the name Karta. He is the doer. He is the arms of the universe. What do we do with the arm? We do activity. We give and we take. So he gives and he takes to everyone and everything. So he is the arms of the universe. He also, if this name is applied to Parashuram, then we can understand when he was killing so many corrupted kshatriyas, with his arm, with his axe, and with his arm. So he was moving so fast. It's that stated that his axe was moving at the speed of the mind. So there's no arm like his arm in the whole universe. His arms are endless in number to support the world. Wherever we may be, we can call to Krishna, and Krishna will extend himself to us. Just like if someone is fallen in a ditch, then someone will extend their hand. We have to take hold of their hand and they'll pull us out. So we're all fallen in the ditch of Maya. So wherever we are, whatever situation we may be in this universe, if we take shelter of Krishna, then Krishna will extend his arm. Yes, come on. And then we have to take Krishna's help and allow him to pull us out of the pit of material existence. With his arms, everything depends on him. He's holding everything together. He has infinite arms. It's not just that he's extending his arm to one devotee. Means he can extend his arm to all devotees everywhere, because his arms are everywhere. Then, name 319, Mahidhara. Mahi means the earth, and Dhara means one who holds. So one who holds the earth. Both are in the sense of entering into the earth and holding the earth in place, and in the sense of holding the earth by of Vishvabahu. With his arms he protects the devotees, and he fulfills the purpose of the universe by embracing the gopis. Ultimately, this universe is meant for that people should become purified. So if we can remember that Krishna is embracing the gopis, then we may also ask Krishna to embrace us. So Krishna is the supporter of the world as Varaha Dev. He literally holds up the earth. So his name is Mahidhara. And he also enters into the earth. Gama Vishya Chabhutani Dharyame Ahamojasa, Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, that I enter into the earth and I sustain it and all the living beings on the earth by my own potency, Krishna says. I'm surprised that's not quoted in here. Baladev Vidyabhushan, in his commentary, says that this name Mahidhara, this refers to Krishna holding up Govardhan. That's part of the earth, holding up the Govardhan hill. Okay, Hare Krishna. That's all I had prepared. So we'll finish there. Any question? Krishna has his hands everywhere. God is everywhere. I heard a discussion between an atheist and one of the sannyasis in our movement. So the atheist asked sarcastically, well, God's everywhere. Is he in my pocket? God's hand is in your pocket. You don't want anyone's hand going in your pocket. Generally, the thieves have the hand in the pocket. Krishna is what, sorry? Krishna is the source of power in everything, yeah.
Paramatma, he gives intelligence to perform activities and control ingredients and then gross body and subtle body. Why that consciousness allows us to think otherwise, that we are the doer?
Why does that consciousness come that we are the doer? Yeah, well, we can ask ourselves, why are we so stupid? It's the same old question. Krishna gives us minute independence. We can use it properly or we can misuse it. If we don't want to serve Krishna, and Krishna gives us the perverse intelligence to think that we don't need Krishna. It's just another form of the common question. Why does God allow us to be in Maya? Okay, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Do you like this? You feel happy to hear all this? I like it myself. It's I hope it's spiritual pleasure, not material pleasure. It should be spiritual pleasure. It's in relationship with Krishna. Hearing about Krishna's Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, Vaishishtya, all the qualities of Krishna as seen through different names. Specifically this Vishnu Sahasranama used to be very famous. It was quite common until fairly recently that it was recited daily in the homes of not only Vaishnavas, of Smartas also. Then they put this, then that stopped, and instead they had the recording by Lakshmi Subramaniam, and then that stopped also. So, in a short time, within one generation, that's practically stopped, that culture of reciting Vishnu Sahasranama. A few years ago in Chennai, in the evening, about 6 o'clock, something like that, I went to one Vishnu temple, and there were a group of retired Brahmins by caste, both Smarta and Vaishnava. They went there every evening and together chanted Vishnu Sahasranama. So that's very nice. Hare Krishna.